Okay, so I've gone into part three of this discussion because I ran out of time and I'm getting a low battery warning. I don't want to get off this fluffy snoreball. I mean furball. Yep, that's him. He's snoring. Uh-oh. I'm sorry. He got his paws and he kind of pushed me a little bit. I don't think... Were you offended by that comment? Were you offended by me saying you were snoring? But you're a good boy. And you make a good pillow. So anyway, you're a good boy, Zappa. You're such a good boy. So if anybody has experience with that, or if you know someone who does, I want to talk to you. And I'm going to delve into this. I'm not going to say that I'm 100% sure that this is what my idea is going to be. But although the research paper... it's okay. Although the research paper isn't due until... You're a good boy. The research paper isn't due until the end of class, but our work's proposed is due on Wednesday. So I've got to... I'm going to start delving into it and really start looking into it tonight, obviously, and then... because right, we've been focusing on essay four, but we got to start the proposal, which you know, documenting resources and making your works proposed page, and so I've got to start gathering some data, and I will most definitely. And but the reason I came out here and brought up this discussion is not just because of the synesthesia, although that is something I would like to get off of. Get off my chest and get people to kind of chime in. And not only that, but people who are willing to talk to me via Skype, via Twitter, via any method. And I could ask questions and possibly do a formal interview so I can add it to my data. What's a matter? Okay. He just said, get off me. I don't want to be a pillow anymore. It's okay, Zappy. You can come back to Mama. I'm sorry. Come here, Zappa. Come. No, he says no. Zappa, come. Good boy. Come here. Come. It's okay. You can come back to Mama. So, good boy, come. Good boy. It's okay. Go ahead, baby. Zappa, come. I called you over here. Now come. Come. It's okay. Good boy. Oh, donut. Oh, we have another donut in our lap. Well, he's a half donut. He opened himself up. He got his head. Ah. So. Yeah, but... Message me on Twitter, on Audioboo. Give me your ideas about this. I think it's fascinating. I just think, you know, when I thought about this idea, I thought, well, this would be perfect. And how fascinating it would be to know, although I don't know what a rainbow looks like, it would be interesting to know what a rainbow sounds like to some people. They can hear color. And they can see music the way we hear it. And this happens. It's from what I hear, it's rare, but it's not uncommon. I guess you can say it's not as rare, I guess, but at the same time, it's not something you regularly hear about. So it's something I wanted to look up and I found very, very fascinating. So if you have any ideas or any comments you want to add, or if I could ask you questions, that would be great. So that's why I thought I'd use the audio platform here, you know, and reach out to all my friends.
I have a Facebook audience, but majority of the people on Facebook are either A, already following me on Twitter and listen to my audio booze there, or B, I've got family members who aren't exactly interested in technology and stuff. They just want to get on there and post their Instagram photos and say hi, and that's basically it. Then they go and play Candy Crush Saga. I get so many invitations to Candy Crush Saga. It is unbelievable what people do with their time. You know, I mute my phone in class, and by the time I get back, I have at least 10, you know, five invitations to play Candy Crush Saga or some other ridiculous game. And it's like, ugh. You know, here I am going to school and working my butt off. And it's interesting that all people could do is invite me to play Candy Crush. It's like, wow. So, you know, that's why I like intellectual discussions. You know, you get things done. And even though you don't exactly accomplish what you want to accomplish when you set out to do a discussion, you learn so much. And you look at other insightful perspectives. And personally, I'd rather sit down and discuss books than play Candy Crush Saga. I'm sorry. It just, to me, it just, there's no excitement in it. And people might say, well, maybe it's because you don't see it. Well, you know, I understand that, and I don't play it partly because I can't see it. But even if I could see it, it would be fun to play once in a while, but it's not something that I would use to consume my every waking moment. I get invitations from Candy Crush Saga from a lot of people on Facebook. I mean, it's just too much. And it's really interesting. But nevertheless, I have rambled on for the better part of a half hour, pretty much. But my main point for coming out here was just to ask people, if you're interested, I wanted to talk to you about it. And that's why I reached out to social media and shared my thoughts about how this came to be. And again, it's not something I'm 100% going to stick to. I may find another idea quite fascinating, probably just as fascinating as this is. So this has often fascinated me for years, but isn't that scary and interesting how a uncomfortable situation can trigger a fascinating idea? I never thought that would happen, but it did. So, I have about 2 minutes left. So, other than that, other than my ramblings, life is pretty busy.
1 minute and 54 seconds.
I have been wanting to do some recordings and share them, you know, but life has just been crazy. I did do a play recording yesterday where we got Zappa to play for a bit, and oh my goodness. This week's already been booked up. You know, obviously today I had school and came home, took care of my, you know, I relaxed for a bit, took care of the dog, made dinner for hubby and I, and then, of course, had some bonding time with Zappa and watched a little bit of TV. And I'm still having bonding time with Zappa. I don't know how anybody could refuse this donut. Say hi, donut. But tomorrow I've got a nail appointment. And I've seriously got to repent because all, like, five of my nails have fallen off. And I would say three of them alone fell off because of a little rough playing with Zappa, because he likes to severely tug with the fetch wheel and with the wubba. And my nails have gotten caught. And, yeah, I may have them shortened because I think that's my problem. They're a little too long. But yeah, and then of course Wednesday school, Thursday shopping. I don't know what's going on Friday, but Saturday I'm going to be busy too. Sunday, of course, is church, and then we start the whole week over again. Unbelievable. Yep. So,
2 seconds.
Take care, everyone. Bye.